This is a Hog Sports Network podcast.
Welcome to the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. This is the May 8th edition of the podcast, and we thank you for jumping on with us. The Whole Hog Sports Podcast is part of the Whole Hog Radio Network, and we're here with you a couple of times a week. This podcast can be found all across on multiple platforms as well as on YouTube. So be sure and smash that like button and hit the subscribe bell and stay with us as we bring you the best in Arkansas Razorback sports coverage. So we got a lot of sports this week going on with the University of Arkansas, the Razorbacks. The baseball team will be hosting Mississippi State this weekend at Baum Stadium, so you'll want to be sure and get out there and see that. They are moving toward the end of the regular season. And, of course, we don't want to look ahead because every team in the SEC is good, but just over the horizon is that big weekend series down at Texas A&M. That's next weekend. And if you didn't see it on Whole Hog Sports, all of those games are going to be televised. But before we get to that, we got Mississippi State this week. So that'll be a great, great series again. The softball team is in the SEC tournament. They're playing in Auburn, and they will play on Thursday. We don't know who they're going to play yet because they'll play the winner of whatever that game three is. It's been played today, which is Wednesday. They'll play that, but they will play in around 1:30 on Thursday in their first round game. So you want to be sure and check that out as the Arkansas softball team, which earned the number 4 seed in the SEC standings, will be playing in the SEC tournament. Also this week going on, the women's Razorback golf team carried a 4-shot lead into Wednesday's final round of the NCAA Las Vegas Regional. So they have a good chance of bringing that home. Kendall Todd, man, she tore it up on Tuesday with a 6-under-66. That's her seventh time this season that she's shot a round in the 60s. So Arkansas women's Razorback team, golf team is on a roll. Also, the men's and women's basketball team continue to build their rosters through the portal and in other ways. The women's team added a big-time player from the Finland national team this week in 6'2", Pinja Paninen. And then another former Kentucky player has joined John Calipari's team. Adu Thiro was added through the transfer portal. So Coach Cal continues to build up his roster and still has a few slots left to fill. So keep your eye on that. You can read about all of this and much more, of course, if you're a subscriber to WholeHogSports.com. We have that. The best coverage in Arkansas Razorback sports is at WholeHogSports.com. So if you're not a subscriber, go check that out, WholeHogSports.com, and we will keep you up to date. Also, want to make sure that you check out our other podcasts that we have on the Whole Hog on the Hog Radio Network. We just got done taping one today, the baseball podcast with Bubba Carpenter and Matt Jones. If there's anything in the world you want to know about Arkansas baseball, that podcast is the one that you need to be listening to. And again, you can get that where all podcasts are found, as well as on YouTube. So we'll take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Heather Hunsucker. She is the girls basketball coach at Springdale. And, man, she had a great week about 2 weeks ago, and we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Stay on top of all Arkansas Razorback sports with a Digital Plus subscription on the Hogs Illustrated app. Get complete Razorbacks coverage in one location. Your subscription gives you 20-plus issues of Hogs Illustrated magazine, the most unique and compelling coverage anywhere in the state, plus total access to all the content on WholeHogSports.com, including breaking news, commentaries, analysis, features, recruiting, award-winning photos, and premium message boards. Subscriptions start at just $17 per month. Join the Hog Sports Network team at subscribe.waco.com. That's subscribe.wehco.com. Or call 479-684-5509 to get your front row seat to Arkansas Razorback sports. Go Hogs!
And we are back with the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. I'm Chip Souza, the host of the podcast. Again, this podcast is part of the Hog Radio Network. You can listen to all those other podcasts. Just go to wherever podcasts are found. You can also see those on YouTube. And we bring this podcast to you a couple of times a week. And we are joined right now by Heather Hunsucker, the Springdale High School girls basketball coach. Coach, I talked to you about 2 weeks ago, and talking about that great week that you had. You know, great. First of all, a great season for your girls, and a 20-win season, and did well in the state tournament. You were named the coach of the year, and that was awesome. And then, just another little bit of news that week: you had a former player drafted in the WNBA draft, Marquisha Davis. And wow, what a great week that was for you.
Yeah, it was really special. You know, you coach a long time, and you may never have another week like that in your whole career. It's so rare to have a WNBA player, you know, come from Arkansas.
Yeah.
And really thankful, really humbled, but really happy for our program, really happy for our school. We need those kinds of positive things to continue to happen for us.
Did you get a big, you know, like cardboard cutout of Marquisha and put it in your new arena and, you know, and promote her and all that stuff? Is that in the works?
She already had her jersey framed. It's really beautiful because she's the leading scorer here at 1,700 points in 3 years. And, you know, she averaged 10 rebounds a game, which was just incredible. But we are going to add an addition. She has promised when her jersey comes out that she will sign it, and we're going to frame it and put right beside her Springdale High School jersey. So we're really excited about adding that little addition.
Yes, that is fantastic. And you know, for those of you who don't follow maybe high school basketball all that much in the state, Heather, first of all, what a tremendous job she's done at Springdale, you know, in getting that program built. Had some bumps in the road, had some rocky seasons, but Coach, you were able to get those girls to hold on to the rope and trust the process, and now you're kind of, you know, reaping the rewards of that.
It's just really special. You know, it was a group of young ladies who 2 years ago were a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and we took our lumps. You know, we won three games that year, really hard schedule. We scheduled difficult. But then the next year we won 14 games and just barely missed out, you know, on the state tournament. Now here they are. And, you know, we won 23 games, the most wins in school history. That's never been done since the 5-on-5 era. And it's just a bunch of kids who want to be Springdale Bulldogs. They want to play in this program. They like each other. We just have a good chemistry. It's just a lot of fun to be around. Then I didn't know how many games this group would win, but I just knew that they worked really hard and they had a real special chemistry that you don't see. It was a chemistry like kind of when Callie Berna and Hannah Braden and Sierra Shipley and Emma Clay, that whole group played for us at Fayetteville. It was that same kind of want to play here, I want to play together, and it translated into a lot of really cool wins.
Now, Coach, you mentioned that Fayetteville connection. Let's go back a little bit farther in your career. You started out as a Waldron Bulldog.
Yeah, I did.
And, you know, if you've never driven down, Highway 71 from Fort Smith going down toward, I guess, if you were going to go to Mena or Hot Springs or farther down or whatever, you would go through Waldron. And and it's about 2,000 people, I guess, that live there. And am I exaggerating that? But it's probably about right, isn't it? Maybe more?
Yeah, about it's 3,000.
3,000. Oh, well, see, you've grown a little bit since I was there. So, but anyway, and then you end up going to Fort Smith Northside and playing for the great Ricky Smith. And Heather, how much of an impact did that have on where you are now getting to play for, you know, for a legendary coach like Ricky Smith?
Oh, yeah, it had a great impact. You know, Waldron, kind of like Marquise, you know, I was raised in a small town. My sister is an eighth grader there now. Matter of fact, she plays basketball for Waldron, runs track. I have an eighth grade sister, if you can believe that. So, you know, raised in a small town. But then I went to Northside High School my senior year and got a chance to play for Ricky. And, you know, we joke because the first day I showed up, he's like, you know, I've got another point guard. Like, you know, you might not get to play.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But if you want to stay, you can stay. Yeah.
I just want a chance, right? Yeah. Just want a chance. And ended up, you know, we won the very first state tournament that's ever been won at Northside. Now they've gone on, you know, to win several. But moving there, playing under Ricky, it did change my career. I was going to be done with basketball, and he kind of saved my love for the game. And the pressing styles, it's similar to what we do. We've changed it some. The Northside days of pressing and getting up and down, we took this group that was super athletic but super small this year, and we kind of took some of that with us. But it did. It changed my mentality. It changed my career. And he has a huge impact still on me. We talk during season, maybe twice a week. Outside that, I think we just talked maybe last Sunday. Just somebody I consider a friend.
I know that he's your mentor, but when you guys line up against each other in the 6A West, I think that kind of goes out the window. I mean, I know you want to take it to him if you can.
Yeah, I tell him all the time I want to kick his butt. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the nicest way I know to put it. And I haven't got to do that yet. We've had several close games, you know, but just have never been able to overcome that. And I've got a group that's coming back next year that, you know, that's one of our goals is we want to try to beat Northside for the first time in a long time at this program.
Now, you mentioned, you know, growing up in Waldron, small town, Marquesia, in McGee, a very, very small town. You know, so Marquesia's story is she was, you know, played for Springdale 3 years. You mentioned 1,700 points. She was recently selected number 11 overall in the WNBA draft in New York. And she had you there with her for that. What was that like?
It was just really unreal. You know, surreal. There are no words for it. But she's such a cool kid. Like, you know, she tells me, she goes, my mom and sisters are coming, but I've got an extra ticket. I would really like you to come. And how you turn that down?
Oh, you got to go. Know? Yeah, you got to go.
You got to go. We went through a lot of things together when she was here. And we've still remained in contact. You know, we still talk two or three times. Matter of fact, we talked yesterday before her game about 4 o'clock.
Okay.
I was talking to her, and then afterwards always send her a text about her game. And we've done that for her whole time playing in college, so we've never lost contact, and that just says a lot about her and who she is. But you know, even that night after the draft, she didn't get off the bus till maybe midnight. They bused the family and friends back, and we were waiting on the players. And you'd never even known Marquesia got drafted. She was just the same old kid that she was when she was here walking the halls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's kind of come full circle for you too, because, you know, there you had, you know, you were talking about Ricky and being a mentor to you, and you were able to pay that forward with Marquesia and be a mentor to her and be part of her career. So that's got to feel just real special for you.
It does. You know, she has a really good mom. But, you know, for me, our relationship, you know, I like to be the second mom now, you know, like, I was her coach in high school. But I kind of mama bearer, you know, some, and, she likes that. She appreciates that. And, now we can just be friends, and, you know, it is just such a cool, like, full circle, moment for me. I'm about to have another one of those this week that we're going to have a really cool full circle moment. Hope to talk to you about that soon.
Okay.
Just one of those things where there's really just, like I said, no words to describe the emotion, the feeling, but the things that Marquesia and I experienced, you know, losing her father, some of the things that happened in high school, man, that draws you a little closer.
Yeah.
You know, the draft night, it was so funny. She was talking about some of the teachers here in the building. I mean, midnight, you know, she's eating food truck food and talking about teachers that influenced her and helped her, and people that still stay in contact with her at Springdale, send her messages. You know, she understands the importance. She's so proud to be from McGee. Please don't get me wrong. She's so proud. But she understands that Springdale really helps get her to the next level. She gets that.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Malik Monk. You know, he's always going to be from, you know, East Poinsett County, but he
absolutely
played at Bentonville, and he has maintained, you know, those roots to where he was from. Obviously, you know, appreciates Bentonville and what they did for him and his career. But at the end of the day, you are where you're from.
Yeah. I'm still the Waldron girl.
There you go.
Grew up in a small town on a chicken farm.
There you go.
So I totally get it.
So Marquesia, now Heather, I want to make sure I got this right. She is in a very small select company of former Arkansas prep players who have been selected in the first round of the WNBA draft.
Shamika Christian played at Hot Springs, but we played summer basketball 1 year, and it was still AAU. It was actually called AAU.
Okay.
And we played in the Junior Olympics in Virginia together.
Wow. Okay.
Never forget. She scored like 41 points in a game and went up after the game and walked underneath the rim and jumped up on 2 feet and grabbed the rim and popped it. Wow. After we had already played a game. And I thought, wow, what an athlete. You know, what a skilled young lady. She went in the first round. And then Kristen Williams, you know, had a chance to coach against her at CAC Paragold tournament. She was in the Paragold tournament. Marquisha was there. I think she was a sophomore. And this was back when Jay Cook was down at Paragold. He was the head coach. And I'd watch little girls line up out of the locker room for autographs.
Yeah.
You know,
that's awesome. That's what
Kristen,
it's all about.
It was so awesome. She was so kind too. She signed everybody's stuff and just seemed like the nicest young lady.
Yeah.
And then of course I got to coach and have a personal relationship, you know, with Marquisha for 3 years. You know, she was at George her ninth grade year. So I kind of got to know her then.
Yeah.
But nothing obviously like when she's in your building every day.
Wow. So a little bit more of Marquisha's background. Of course, she originally signed with Arkansas out of Springdale High, was there for a couple of years. Things didn't work out quite so, you know, like you think they you know, would hope that they would. So she ended up transferring to Ole Miss, where she kind of flourished there at Ole Miss and was named a first-team All-SEC performer this year, averaged a little over 12 points a game, scored double digits 25 times this season. At Ole Miss. So she really had a great final season at Ole Miss, and that, of course, propelled her to the number 11 overall selection in the WNBA draft. So you were in New York. Did you get a chance to see any of the sites, or was it just kind of quick in and out? Tell me some of the highlights that you did as just a visitor to New York.
Sure. Yeah, it was pretty quick, you know, because I didn't even learn. She did not learn until Tuesday that she was invited. So the commissioner called and invited her. So Wednesday I found out, you know, that there's tickets she would like me to come. They had to know by that night. So got a plane ticket, went in on Sunday, ate at a really nice place that one of our teachers recommended.
Okay.
Got to see Marquisha that night, just a little bit in between the very busy schedule they had all those girls on. And the next day, you know, got to spend some time with her in the morning, but got to meet Dawn Staley and her assistant, which was a jaw-dropping moment. I promise I let her finish breakfast, okay? I wanted to go talk to her really bad, but I'm like, I'm not doing that while she's eating breakfast. It was one of those fangirl. I don't even fangirl that much, but, you know, Dawn Staley is like it.
That's she's a rock
like
star.
The legend.
She's a rock star.
I mean, she just won a national championship like a week ago.
Yeah.
And then, you know, got to hang out a little bit in the city, walk around. I think I walked, I mean, I don't even know how many miles, walked around, took in some sights, then headed to the draft and the pre-draft party. You know, when you walk in the building, it was a new building, new place, walk in and, you know, I got to meet Lisa Bluter, the Iowa coach. Yeah. I got to meet Paige Beckers and Ozzie Fudd. And I spent some time with Leah Edwards that was drafted from UConn.
Yeah.
A super nice. I mean, they're just all so kind and so nice and talk ball. And so then the draft started. And then after that, the next day, I got to see Marquisha. I mean, that night I got to see her about midnight. The next day I said, hey, well, why don't we go to breakfast, you know, before I have to go back. And so she said, sure. I couldn't believe it. She's grown up so much. She would never woke up in high school that early.
Adulting out there.
took her down to the Grand Central Station, which is kind of close to the hotel. And we had breakfast. It was great. It was great visiting with her before I took off, because I don't know when I'll get to see her again, you know, in person, especially if she goes plays overseas. And she's already got some offers to do that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know when I'll get to see her again. So it was really good time together. And I was just so thankful to get to be there, even if it was just a couple nights and really short. And what a cool thing for a basketball coach to get to be around all those people, but then to have your own player, you know, drafted. And Coach Yo, man, she was so nice to me. Came to the hotel and picked me up and took me to the draft. She didn't have to do that, you know. just really went out of her way to make sure, got me on stage afterwards, to take pictures and all the things. So just a really cool experience all the way around, and something I'll never forget as long as I live.
Well, we always want to see our Arkansas kids do well, regardless of what, you know, uniform they wear or where they go. You know, we know them before, you know, when they were high school kids, and we carry that connection with them no matter where they end up going or whatever, and we want to see them do well. And Marquisha falls certainly into that category. And Heather, we had last night, I don't know if you watched the game or not, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Dallas Mavericks. We had three former Arkansas prep players in that game.
Yeah, I did. I watched Marquisha's first game, you know, on the – had my Liberty shirt in just in time. But, of course, I flipped it over and watched a little of the game. And Jalen Williams, I know we had Isaiah Joe and Jalen Williams. I can't remember the third one.
Daniel Gafford. Daniel Gafford.
Oh, Gafford. Yeah. But Jalen Williams is somebody that I just really, as a coach, just really enjoy watching. I love the way he plays defense, too. You know, it's not just all offense. I'm kind of built that way. I love the way he plays defense as well.
Yeah. And also, you know, just one last thing before we got to let you go and get ready for practice. How much does that boost your high school program for your players to see a girl who dressed, well, not in the same locker room right now, because you're in a great big new arena, but in the old gym, she sat here and dressed in the same spot, you know, that these girls did, they, you know, that kind of thing. Or you see a Jalen Williams or Isaiah Joe at Northside, and you see these high school kids, how big is it for your kids to say, wow, that could be possible for me if the cards fall right?
Yeah. I think, you know, I didn't get to be at the draft party we had here, but my assistant was here. Betsy Barker was, you know, one of our ADs who's now principal here. She just said the kids were so fired up, and, you know, you could see it was becoming reality. I talked to them about it, obviously, but to see it, you know, play out is a whole nother thing. And it has excited them. It does motivate them. I think the biggest thing is, you know, sometimes we have this perception in our life that we have to be a certain height or have certain money or be this or be that XYZ to achieve your dreams. Well, Marquisha just breaks all those barriers down.
Yeah.
You know, she breaks them all down. And over and over again, you know, in her career in high school and college she's always been, she fights things, you know, she's had to like prove herself over and over. Like, I do belong here. I can do this. I can achieve this. And I think that's what our kids needed to see, is that you don't have to have a personal trainer. You don't have to go to just a certain high school. Like, you don't have to play for a certain summer team, you know, to go get seen. I think that's all like really important. I think it opened our kids' eyes.
Yeah.
But to know some of the things that where Marquisha lived, what she went through, that she walked these same halls that they walk, you know, that she wore the Springdale uniform, man, that's powerful.
Huge.
And I know that when she comes back, she's going to come see us. And I think it'll be even more impactful when she's here in person. Like I said, I think it's one thing to see it on a TV or talk about it, but once it comes here, I can't wait to see their faces and see the way they interact with her. And I'm hoping we can get her here before she travels overseas after her WNBA season. I don't know how that works yet. I'm new to this, but it's a good new, and I'm glad I'm new to this. And it's just super cool for our kids and our program. And I'm going to tell you, not just girls basketball. There's a lot of other people in this hallway that's pretty inspired. You know, cool. I know Isaiah Seeley and his dad were both, you know, at the draft party. And I think that just means a lot. Like, get drafted.
Yeah.
Play here, right? And so I don't think it's just for girls either. I think it was just super inspirational for the kids that walk these hallways and maybe are facing obstacles that people don't know about, and are told they're to this or they're to that, or this doesn't line up. And I hope that's the story that the state of Arkansas is proud of. I hope so.
Well, Coach, thank you for being on with us today. And I know people will get a lot out of that. And seeing one of our own do well is always a great story. And not just one of our own, but two of our own, because you're doing well, too. And you're doing things the right way over at Springdale. And I remember watching you. I didn't see you at Waldron. I wasn't here yet. But I saw you run up down the court from Northside and what you've done in your career. And you're one of our kids. You know, you're always going to be one of our kids. And that's what it's all about to me is seeing our kids flourish and do well in whatever, they choose to do, whether it's athletics or welding pipe or whatever that is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. The same thing for our kids here. They don't all have to go to college to play basketball for me to consider that a win.
Correct.
And I appreciate you saying that. And I can, I have a lot of relationships with the guys in your office too, and that we've been around, and I sure respect the heck out of what you guys do. And I'm thankful and super, super honored that you had me on today. And thanks for covering our kids.
You betcha.
Thanks for covering the local kids.
You betcha. We're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to have our WholeHogSports.com question of the day, and we'll be right back with the Whole Hog Sports Podcast.
Get the latest breaking news on all Arkansas Razorback sports at WholeHogSports.com. Our award-winning reporters and photographers go beyond game recaps to bring our subscribers the most trusted Razorbacks news anywhere. With expert analysis, the latest in recruiting, plus unique and compelling stories of your favorite teams. Subscribe today at WholeHogSports.com.
All right, and welcome back to the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. I'm Chip Souza, the host of the podcast. And again, a special thanks to Heather Hunsucker, the Springdale High School girls basketball coach, for being on with us today and talking about her big-time WNBA selection in Marquisha Davis, the former Springdale High Bulldog, former Arkansas Razorback, who went number 11 overall by the New York Liberty. What a great, great thing that is for Arkansas high school sports to see one of our own just continue to do well at the next level. So that brings us to our final segment of the podcast, the WholeHogSports.com question of the day. Each podcast, we will ask our subscribers to WholeHogSports.com a question of the day on our message board. Then we will include their answers on the podcast. But the only way you can participate on that is if you are a subscriber and a member of the WholeHogSports.com message board. So if you're not, be sure and do that and become a member, become part of the team. And not only will you get to participate in the question of the day, but you'll also get the best in Arkansas Razorback sports coverage at WholeHogSports.com. So this week, or for this episode, we asked those on the message board, what is the expectation for this year's Arkansas Razorback baseball team? Would it be a national championship? Is that your expectation? Would your expectation be to make it to the College World Series championship round, to the best 2 out of 3 round, which they did a few years back, or just winning a super regional? What is the expectation as we head down toward the final weeks of the regular season and we get into the SEC tournament? So the questions that I got today, they were varied, but of course all of them carry very high expectations. And when you are a baseball program, the level of Arkansas, those expectations are high. They come with it. When you have an 11 or 12,000 seat stadium like they do at Baum and they fill it up every weekend, those expectations are high. So I hope I'm pronouncing this right. His username is Votan, V-O-T-A-N. He said, my expectations are always to make it to Omaha. Anything after that is gravy. I'd like to say I expect a national championship, but once you make it to Omaha, I think it's just potluck at that point. Who do you match up against? Who's hot right now? Who gets the best weather? Who has the least amount of injuries, et cetera? At that point, anyone can win. You're all just a poorly played foul ball from winning a title. Ooh, that was kind of kind of a hard one there. Arkansas had a foul ball that kind of fell, didn't get caught in when they were in the championship round. But hey, we're not going to talk about that. I'm not dwelling on that. But anything can happen. And again, he says the or she, whichever that may be, says the expectation is to make it to Omaha. Gentry Razorback says World Series Championship. That is the expectation. We have the pitching staff to do it. Anything less than Omaha would be a bitter disappointment. So expectations are you need to make it to Omaha or this season. In the mind of Gentry Razorback, this season would not be a success unless they make it all the way to Omaha. Okay, understandable. And Stu Daddy 33 said, if we make it to Omaha, I expect to at least make the championship series. At least make the championship series with our pitching and our defense. Honestly, making it to Omaha scares me a lot more than actually being there. That ballpark was made for this team. And Stu Daddy 33, I hope you are right on the money on that, because my expectation and my hope is that they will also make it to Omaha and they will bring Dave Van Horn his first national championship. That is my hope. I'm not going to put that out as my expectation, but it certainly is my hope that they will do that. So we appreciate the ones who are participating in our question of the day. And again, you can find that question of the day at hohogsports.com. If you are not a subscriber to that website and that sports information about the Arkansas Razorbacks, you need to jump on that. You need to get to be part of the team if you want to keep up with everything about the Arkansas Razorbacks, men, women, track, golf, volleyball, baseball, whatever the case may be. Also, you'll want to be sure and catch the other podcasts that are part of the Whole Hog or the Hog Radio team. Matt Jones and Bubba Carpenter with their baseball podcast. You want to check that out if you're a big baseball fan. They're dropping knowledge on you like Hagen Smith is dropping fastballs on the opponents. So that will take care and wrap up this edition of the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. We, again, thank you for joining us and jumping on with us. And we will catch you next time. Go Hogs.